B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast, we are a Beasley Media Group station. I will never tell anyone how to feel. You heard Leno. That's not someone that's making that up. That's coming from his heart.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
I can't tell people how to feel.
Right.
It's not right. If he feels that way, that's a problem. And it's not just Leno's problem. It's a problem for all of us. I mean, we got to see that. The only thing that I would slightly disagree with Leno is the idea that it was just the, and I didn't know how he was using this, but the Eagles, Liberty, the coming together, we finally got liberated, right? I think it's more than just happenstance. I think deep down, we all want to be connected.
Yes.
I mean, I think we feel that way. I think we want to feel connected to each other. And when we're sports fans and following teams, that's just our true connection. That's what that is. And it manifests itself through a following a team. But deep down, there's no pretense, right? We want to be connected to each other. Don't you feel better? Let me ask you a question. Don't you feel better when you have an encounter? And it could be at a Wawa. And it doesn't matter, black, white, you know, Puerto Rican. It doesn't matter who the person is. Old, young, female, male. Doesn't, nothing that matters. That person, some person holds the door for you and says, hey, have a great day.
Yeah.
Or smiles at you. When you see someone smile at you, what's your reaction?
You can't help but smile back.
Right. And there, I don't know about you guys, and maybe I'm being completely saccharine and maybe I'm being corny or whatever, but so be it. I get a warmth. Like, I feel a warmth when I get that back. When I get a smile at some stranger, and I don't care what the person is, I get that smile. Have a great day or, you know, whatever. Just so you feel great.
Yeah.
There's a warmth that comes over you. You feel it in your heart. It's true. It's very real. And the same happens when it's not pleasant. It ruins your whole day. You're in a sour mood. Somebody cuts you off or somebody says something, whatever.
Yeah, somebody flips you the bird on the highway. You're thinking about it the rest of the day. And it makes your blood boil a little bit.
Right.
But a nice smile or a wave, yeah, you're right. And, you know, you said it may be corny. And I said that, you know, I was texting with a couple of buddies of mine from my baseball league. And, you know, it's my team's very integrated. We got all kinds of races and creeds on it. And we were kind of just talking about what was going on because someone like me, and I talked about this over the weekend, someone like me who is white from a very white neighborhood growing up, like I like to talk about it and try to learn and try to listen. And I said something, I even mentioned in the text, like, this may sound corny, but... And one of my buddy's responses was, dude, there's nothing corny right now. Like, if you are actually showing love and appreciation right now, there's no such thing as corniness. There really isn't. I mean, right now is, you know, as much as you can come together in as a society right now because of how dark it may seem right now, you know, I'm not saying all you need is love, right? But, like, yeah, like coming together in a good way, in a happy way.
Unity is real.
Yes.
You know, it's empowering. And I saw it. I mean, when you see those images, right? So, instead, like, Leno speaks, right? And I'm sure there's some people out there going, well, you know, that have a retort or, right. you know, whatever. Instead of even doing it, just listen and go, let me put my arm around you. You know, if you feel that way, that's how he feels, man. You don't want anybody to feel that way. We don't want people to feel that way. So if a person feels that way, put your arm around them.
Right. Yeah, that's, I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, sorry. I can't tell you how many times the image crossed my head this weekend of Chris Long and Malcolm Jenkins. Right? That's simple action of Malcolm Jenkins holding up his fist during the national anthem and Chris Long going to him and putting his arm around him. That simple action right there meant a lot. Now, it was a couple years ago, but like that image kept crossing my head this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. The images that we've seen, the positive ones, certainly the image of the police chief in Flint and, you know, Chris Watson, and he walks into the crowd. He puts down his protective shield and walks into the crowd and begins to walk with the people, and they're embracing him. That there's a person who said he felt afraid to walk his dog, and the next thing you know, there's an entire neighborhood out walking with him. I mean, those are moments to make you feel good, that feel like you can achieve a unity and some sort of equality. Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Charles. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hi, Charles.
Good morning, cuz.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. But I am upset what I saw last night when I turned on the TV to call myself watching the Titan games, and I see all this looting up in Philly and everything. It just goes to show you that it's not just what happened last Monday was an eye opener, but I think about 4 years ago when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling down during football games. He was trying to bring attention to this very same thing, and people around the country ripped him for what he was doing, but they didn't understand what he was doing, so they just figured, oh, he's disrespecting. First, they figured he's disrespecting the flag. Then it became disrespecting the anthem. Then it became disrespecting the armed forces when it was not, had nothing to do with that.
Right.
He was only trying to bring attention to what's going on in cities across the country that people didn't understand.
I go,
yes.
So you go in there and do that. So the whole thing is, he brought attention 4 years ago, but this has been going on for decades.
Sure.
Now that this came about again 4 years later, we as Christians and not only as Christians, because I'm a minister myself in Christ, we have to go out and let the folks know, those who did the looting, who did, you know, cause all the damage, you're not helping the situation by doing what you did over the weekend.
That's right.
You made it.
You also take away from the message, and, you know, the whole point needs to be about the message, about people, the sin, and I use since you're a minister, S-I-N, the sin of someone feeling like they can't walk outside for fear of harm. That's a terrible thing. Yes.
I'm glad that you're calling it exactly what it is, sin. It's not a little It doesn't matter if you think it was little, medium, large, extra large, triple X large. Sin is sin, and our Father is against that.
Charles, listen, God bless you, my man. You,
also,
you be safe. Yes.
Because one other thing. I'll give you four movies that you can look at if you ever get a chance. Fruitvale Station.
Okay.
Rosewood. Cornbread Earl and Me.
Oh, I love Cornbread. I love that movie.
Yeah. And Queen and Slim.
Cornbread Earl and Me. I love that movie.
Well, you remember what happened to Keith Wilt when his name became Jamal Wilt later on when he became a Muslim?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what happened to him, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
So if you look at those, if people look at those movies, they'll see that this is exactly what's going on. If it went on in those days, it's the same thing today.
Yeah, and that's it's where the sadness comes, because we should be further along. The evolution should have taken place. I hear you. I do. It's interesting because I'm working on a writing project, and it has to do with 1970s Philadelphia, and it takes place now. There's a lot of gangsters. It's more of the gangster piece of it, but it's a lot of societal stuff too. And it's interesting because I talked to someone over the weekend from the who was a big member of the Nation of Islam, and just the idea of what life was like. And it's interesting how we sit here today bemoaning this. And that's why I keep going back to the one thing that connects us and how we feel. So if we feel together, look, I mean, we all come from different backgrounds. And, you know, Philadelphia has always been a city of neighborhoods. And people gathered here because it's an old city. And whether the Irish gathered on 2nd Street or 30th Street, or the Italians on 13th Street, 12th Street, South Philly, or the African-American in North Philly or West Philly, the Jewish people in South Philly, or the Northeast. Like, we've all, Polish people in Kensington. I mean, that's what this city was always been. The immigrant comes, the Asians on 7th Street. Like, the immigrants come and they have an enclave because you feel safe in your enclave, right? And then once you start to assimilate, you start to feel better. Except there's still, the job of assimilation is not complete. When people still feel frightened. And that's where we have to make it right. Cuz Radio with Junis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley. It's the shame is that it's a glorious day. It's yesterday was one of the perfect days, man. 73, low humidity.
Yeah, reopened the windows yesterday. Had the AC on the last couple of days.
It was a beautiful, beautiful day. And today, same thing. It's a gorgeous day. And you see this kind of gift that God gives you, right? Beautiful day. You just want the world's ills to go away, to remedy itself. Yeah. Look, we've, as a people, been through a ton. Coronavirus, lockdown, economic despair.
Yep.
You know, it's just one after another. So we're all being, you know, we're pent up, and you know, we're all just kind of this ticking time bomb. It's something that we need to step back and we got to get through this.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, and it's pandemic, right? Like, you know, there would still obviously and rightfully be outrage over an innocent man being murdered, right? Like, unfortunately, it happens so much. But you're right. I mean, because of everything that's going on, you know, there's nothing else to take the spotlight away, right? Like, the spotlight is on what is going on right now. And there is a lot of unrest and there's a lot of anger in the world with, you know, police brutality and like you mentioned, the economic thing. I brought up the stimulus check earlier that people, of course, weren't happy with, because what is $1,200 going to do when you're out of work for 3 months? So there is just so much anger in the world, and there's nothing, there's no distraction, right? There's no Eagles playing this weekend, right? Like, there's nothing to distract us. And maybe that's a good thing. Like, I think that is, because I think it's opening the eyes for a lot more people that would like to just try to find a distraction.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll admit I'm a guy that likes to go to a distraction a lot of these times, like not just with this, but with a lot of poor things in the world that go on.
Listen, you're not alone.
Right.
Because here's the thing. You have external angst and you also have internal angst, right? So you have your own set of problems as an individual.
Right.
You know, whatever, you know, crosses you have to bear. Health, personal, other issues with health, family member, you know, all kinds of things,
right,
that we have to deal with as individuals, and no one's exempt, right? That's where, you know, you want to talk about equality, nobody's exempt from individual strife,
right?
And then after that, you have the external pressures of life, normal external pressures. And now, times it by 1,000 with a pandemic, economic despair, woe, and then you have racial unrest. You know, it's a lot going on. Our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. So I never fault you for, you know, seeking some sort of escape.
Right. And again, maybe it's a good thing that nobody can find an escape right now. Anywhere you turn, whether it's social media or television, I mean, heck, if you go outside, you hear sirens, right? So, like, maybe it's good that there is no distractions, because this will just open the eyes to a lot of people. And again, I go back to a lot of just listen, talk and listen.
Yeah.
And we had a couple callers bring that up saying, just hear us out. Right. So, like, maybe as bad as the pandemic has been, it's provided a way where we don't have a distraction.
Yeah.
And we are now opening our eyes and our minds more. Hopefully a lot of people are doing that with what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, the problem is you're right. And, you know, the always the hope is that the more you hear, the more you open your minds and hearts, the better chance that we have at change.
Right.
Change happens at such a slow rate, right? You don't have something like views, right? Like, our views as a people changing, that doesn't happen overnight. That happens in a painstakingly slow way. When you're trying to turn policy, it doesn't happen overnight. However, it can get pushed back overnight. That's the problem, right?
Yes.
Is that any kind of progress you think or hope you make, it can be undone very quickly, more so than moving the opposite way. But to your point about escape, I did it yesterday. I went to Fox had the Super Bowl on from 04.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I watched it. Not the whole thing, but I watched it.
Yeah, I mean, once you collect 3 days worth of news, right, at some point you need to.
Yeah, right? At some point, right.
Like we tried, you know, my wife and
you immerse yourself in it, and then you need a break. It's like, it's not unlike the, you know, the pandemic, right? Or you know, how many times you go, all right, Dr. Fauci, thank you, but I need a break from you.
Right. Yeah, my wife and I, you know, we did the Sunday dinner yesterday, but we were watching TV because that's all we've been doing. We were like, all right, let's enjoy our dinner and just put some stupid show on for like a half an hour at least.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, that's part of it. It's just when you see your home in Philadelphia is the center of our home. It's our home. It's whether you live in the city or not. And when you see it burn and you see it destroyed, parts of it destroyed, you see National Guard, is when you have to come back and understand what's at stake here. You know? Let's go to Rich. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Rich. Chris, I'm sorry. Hello, Chris. Hey, brother. How you doing?
Because Tunis, how's it going?
What's happening, brother?
Not too much. See, quick question and a comment, if I may.
The
question is going to be first about the NHL coming back.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, the last week or so, they've been saying that they're, you know, everything looks good and they're going to be coming back soon. They get the testing done and all that's been situated. But now I thought I heard this morning or last night that they're not coming back until late July. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's always been later in July.
But if they're ready to come back, why are they waiting another 2 months?
Well, there's a lot of logistics in place. you're going to have two host cities, so they're narrowing down the host city. How does it work? What are the ice times? Like right now, you got to get in shape, right? So you're going to spend another, you know, my guess is by next week you'll see teams start to report and teams start to get ready to report, where you're going to have some sort of training camp, and then you got logistics being worked out, and I think that's the timetable you're on.
I thought they'd be going after a month at least. But anyway, here's near.
Things have just opened up. I mean, you know.
Well, there's been a few states that opened up. And anyway.
But it's not fair to have one team. Go ahead.
Anyway, what I'm saying is they were saying about testing, how they're going to test everybody, every team, everybody each day. I mean, this is kind of excessive because the president don't even get that.
Listen, if you're going to go back to work and you are these players, they want to feel safe. I mean, I don't know what to tell
you. Yeah, me and you just have a little bit of disagreement there.
I don't know what the disagreement is. I don't know. That player doesn't want to play. The player's afraid of the virus.
They don't
play the sport. I mean, you can't fault someone for not wanting to play because he's afraid to get sick.
Well, then, cuz, don't say you're going to come back.
All right.
You know, like they've been all saying.
Chris, I don't have time for the nonsense. Thank you, dude. Thanks. Whatever. What are you kidding me? I can't. Like, a player doesn't want to be. If the Players Association, looks out for its players. He goes, listen, you guys got to be tested because you're in close quarters. So if one person has it, you're risking the whole team. That's why it's tested every day. Use your common sense. If you're going to fault guys for feeling bad about or feeling a little bit nervous about the damn virus, come on, dude. Wake up. What's next? Who's next, Junis? Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Tom.
Damn it, Andrew. Are you in my head? Jesus. Hey. He stole it when I was saying, and I won't take up too much time because I got to tell Anthony about my diversity story. I think he'll love it since he made me remember about the Eagles. But I'm glad there is no distraction because that's exactly what happened. This would all be forgot. I heard some fool over the weekend say, I want them to go back throwing touchdowns. And that's cool. That's everything. But unfortunately, Anthony, Andrew, everybody not like y'all. As African-American, I'm angry, and I appreciate every other person that don't look like me help. But I know in my mind I can't get up with that attitude. Like, none of that hope going to help me when I get pulled over. So every day, whether people want to realize or not, it's my problem. And every day, I don't live in fear, but I do. When I get pulled over, I say to myself, okay, is this it? Is this it? Because I've been waiting on death a long time. That's a shame. Every time you get pulled over, a black man waiting for death. That's my feeling every time I get pulled. Is this it? I'm not scared, but I'm always saying, is this it?
It's in the back of your mind.
Yeah, this is it. So it's sad. And my comment to every racist and bigot person out there, yo, bro, you didn't decide what color you are. I didn't wake up and come out my mama's womb and say I wanted to be black. What happened is you dealt a hand like you're playing cards, and you play the best you can. So if you hate me because of the color of my skin, you're an idiot because I didn't pick the color of my skin. Now, getting off that, Anthony, great thing to make me remember my diversity. I'm at an Eagles and Saints game years ago. And after the game, you can walk down now, get close to the players and call their name. And I'm just calling players' names loud because I got a loud voice. And these two Caucasian girls who've been drinking. I mean, shorts that shouldn't have been shorts. And tank tops showing the first four letters of the alphabet. And they come over and they start hugging me, telling me they got their own room and all that stuff. And then they goes, hey, can you do me a favor? I said, yeah. They said, call Bobby April. I said, Bobby April? I'm not calling no Bobby April. He ain't nobody. So they literally start kissing me, Anthony, and said, that's my dad. And I start screaming. I'll never forget it. He had glasses on. He looks up. He sees them, and he sees me. And he's looking at them, but his glasses looking dead at me. And it scared me so bad, Anthony, I say, hey, peace. You know, because he can call somebody and get me done with. So I was like, peace. Yeah, that was my moment, man. But thank you. Y'all gentlemen, have a good day.
You too, man. Be safe, brother. Try to be safe, Tom. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jay.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, brother? What are you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know, trying to get back with everything.
Did you watch your boy yesterday?
Oh.
Five.
No.
I'm only teasing.
I know.
And you know what? You know what's why I did it on purpose? Because, you know, when we talk sports, I'm not talking about you and I.
Yeah.
We as men and women, and we talk sports. Does anybody see anything other than sports? Like other people we're talking to? It's why I love it, Jay. And I think of you, because. But we have these conversations, and for years and years and years, we've been talking about this stuff.
Yeah, because sports bring everybody together. But
it does, man. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Kind of high behind everything. I wanted to tell Andrew, because the last couple of times I called, I wanted to tell her thanks for what his wife was doing, but I kept, I was losing by the end of the call, so I wanted to tell Andrew that before I got started.
Thanks, Jay. I really appreciate that.
Hey, not a problem. But what's going on, cuz. I don't agree with the looting and all that stuff, man, but for years, like everybody been saying, it's just frustration that's been built up, man, because it's not just George Floyd. This been for years. It's been for years, and they say be peaceful, be peaceful. Dr. King was peaceful, and he got shot. No murder. So it's like, it's frustration that's built up over the years. I mean, like, the country was founded on this lie, this premise. They put in there every man created equal, but these guys went home after they did the Constitution and had slaves. You know, working on their plantation and all this stuff, man. Like, even in the Constitution, they still consider it three-fifths of a man. So it's like every day we deal with this. So we kind of, you know, got to put on a good face. But it's crazy, man, like going out the door, you know, not knowing what's going to happen. I mean, a random check. I done had cops pull me over because, and they just, first question, what are you doing here? I mean, I was on 95. That's the busiest road on the East Coast. But they look, they just go, what are you doing over here? Why are you doing? If it was a violation, talk to me about that violation or whatever happened. You know, it's just the premise. Like you said, when you go there, walking down the street, somebody clutch their purse or go across the street. I mean, it's just like an everyday thing that we got to live. Because it's like two things. Well, one is like I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
So when somebody say that, just imagine that point it got to. If you're upset, you get sick and tired. Then that. Now I'm sick and tired of being that. No. It's crazy. It's like they say in our neighborhood, in our, you know, culture, they say America get the cold, we get the flu.
Huh.
No, we got to do three times the job that another person does. And it's just, you get fed up, man. And like I said, I'm trying to catch my words because, you know, we always talk about sports and,
yeah,
and five and your sons and all that stuff. But, like, this stuff, it just make it hard, man. Cause it's like you go out, you don't know what's going on. But you got that premise, you know, that people see you that way. And there's a rough way to live, man.
Sure.
If
you walk out of your house and you don't know, you question how other people see you, I mean, that's messed up.
That's the whole thing, because you don't question it. You know. You know, and you got to, it's like you got to adjust everything, like, you said that. And then when you have family, you got to do everything.
You worry about that.
Take some stuff for them. Because you know, yeah, you know what you're up against. It's just to live that way. And like I said, it's not just once. It's,
can I ask you a question?
Over 400 years of this stuff, man.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Because I'm curious. And so when you go out and you meet people, you're automatically, like, you automatically question motive. I'm just curious.
Not,
like, to,
yeah,
like,
no,
like,
no, I know what you're saying.
To really illustrate for me, because I don't know, you know, yeah, that's why I have empathy for you.
Well, when you know, it's like you don't question because you know is taught and is ingrained that way, you know, because like they say, nobody's born racist, but it's taught. So there's really no hope for it to be stopped because it's taught, and then the next generation and next generation. But, yeah, it's like when you do that, yeah, you see that, and they pull you over. You know that. It's not, they try to say a bad day, this, that, and the third. It's not having a bad day. It's ingrained. It's
weird, too, because having been, you know, having traveled around the country a lot, right, like, I always kind of view Philadelphia, Northeast.
No.
You're different. Like, you're integrated. You're, you know, listen, we have our own cultures, right? Like, I grew up in an Italian family, right? So, you're like, I understand. That's what I know, right?
Exactly. But, like, cuz.
But, like, we all grow up together, and we understand. We may not know what each other's plight is. Yeah. But we do understand one another. Like, we've been exposed to each other. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we try, but like you said, I mean, and everybody's calling, and you hear the frustration in all the guys' voices, because it's like this is a point where everybody want to talk about it, because now it affects them.
Right,
you know, oh, now, oh, you lose. And it sounds like, you know, most calls, like, we say the city is ours together, but it's like, all right, losing my city. They don't say my city, but it's like, all right, they did this. What are you doing that for? It's because, like you said, Kaepernick lost a career because he did a peaceful protest. And then Goodell want to come out with this BS statement and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, now watch one of these owners want to have a PR thing, and now they're going to want to sign Kaepernick when they all colluded against him, where he did stuff peacefully.
Right.
You know, now it's like, oh, now that is affecting other money and all that stuff and cities and all that. Oh, well, it's not right. Come on, man. It's ridiculous.
Jay, listen, I can only tell you to hang in there, man. You know what I'm saying? And
I've been doing it for 40-something years because I got to keep going.
All I got is my virtual hand, and, you know, it's always out there for you. You know that.
Yeah. So, but like I said, there's always, and then I got to watch my boy 5 again, though. That's probably why I fight for so bad. Cause
I hear you, brother. I hear you, man. All right, listen, all right, be safe. Good, man. We'll talk soon.
I'll talk to y'all in a minute. Y'all be good.
You got it. You too. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Today is a day of discourse. I don't care what walk of life. I just want to listen to you guys. I just want this thing to inch, even if we just inched it forward. I go back to the unity aspect of things and how we feel. It's why I don't want to stray too far from it. I always want you to think back to that night the Eagles won the Super Bowl and who you hugged. That stranger we didn't care about anything other than they were an Eagle fan. It's Cause Radio with Tunis, hanging out with you on a beautiful Monday, June the 1st. Hey, look, let's talk about DraftKings, shall we? You think you know who's going to win the big UFC 250 this weekend? Put your money where your mouth is. Place a bet on the winner with DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Betting on MMA is easy. You can pick one fighter per matchup, parlay fights within the card. You can even bet which round the fight's going to end or how it will end. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook Casino app now. Use code FANATIC for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code FANATIC. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook Casino. Got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with the Meadows Racetrack Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus crushed 25 times playthrough, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It's 11:50. Cause Radio with Tunis. Hey, by the way, just a little programming note. We'll come back to the playback tomorrow. We're going to be doing the what ifs guys, the guys that we thought were going to be something and they were not. So we're going to do, that's the theme of the week. But in light of the circumstances this weekend, not appropriate to do the playback. Today's a day of discourse.
You don't think we can all come together to Dominic Brown?
He was a Cowboy fan.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm going to keep sports close. And obviously, if you want to talk it, I mean, I will. But I'm going to keep sports close in this way. In that we connect with each other, with one another through sports. I just urge you to go to how you feel. How you feel toward another Eagle fan. Right? How you feel when the Eagles won and you were hugging people at the parade. You know, I'll never forget, the night the Eagles won, unlike other celebrations, there was no looting and there was no fires and stuff. It was, you know, 99% peaceful. The parade, all those people. I don't know, 2 million people? I don't know how many people were from Lincoln Financial Field, down Broad Street, down the Parkway, to the Art Museum, and then all in between. 2 million, Andrew? I don't know.
Yeah, they gave that bogus number. Yeah, remember?
That was wrong, and yeah. But there had to be 2 million people that day out in Philadelphia. And it was just, we were brothers and sisters of the city, right? Hugging one another, celebrating, toasting one another.
And all side by side. Like, literally, you were stacked up on Broad Street all the way through the Parkway.
You were, man. In a big, big way. And that's what I really want you to focus on. Right? I want you to focus on that. I want you to focus on the idea of how we really feel. Because how you felt toward everyone. And again, I don't minimize anything. You know, whether it's between ethnicities or within the black race, black on black crime, all that stuff. Think about how you looked at each other that day. There was an honesty there. Like, I know it's fleeting and it was one day, but there was an honesty there. There was a love of thy neighbor. All those biblical teachings were real. And how you felt. Because I go back to, no matter what the color or the shade or what they're wearing of the face that's smiling at you at the Wawa, doesn't it make you feel good? That innate want to connect with one another is real. And those good things that happen, they don't need to lose out. Let's go to
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.